Session is now in session. Let's see, I'm going to skip through a little bit of this. Okay, there's a few rules and procedures we'd like everyone to follow. First, everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in favor will speak first, then those opposed will be heard. After that, the applicant will be given time for rebuttal, and if necessary, those opposed will be given the opportunity to surrebut. We ask that you limit your presentation or testimonies to 5 minutes or less. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments from the public will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the commission's decision, you may be able to appeal the decision to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. May we have roll call.
Commissioner Arabian.
Here.
Commissioner Carver.
Here.
Commissioner Chata.
Here.
Commissioner Yule is absent. Commissioner Wolf is absent. Commissioner Zante?
Here.
Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. Okay, next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Are there any, these items are considered to be routine in nature and we won't be discussing them unless there's anyone in the public or on the commission that wishes to pull an item for discussion. Is there anyone that wishes to discuss any of the items? There were five items, mostly time extension items. Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second the motion.
We have a motion by Commissioner Chata, a second by Commissioner Hill. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries 6-0. Next item on the agenda, on the regular agenda, is public presentation. This portion is reserved for persons desiring to address the public, to address the commission on any items not on the agenda but within our jurisdiction. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address the commission at this time? Seeing none, we'll go on to item number two.
Regular agenda item number two, unclassified conditional use permit, application number 3742 and initial study number 8230, filed by CES Electron Farm 1, proposing to allow the installation of a new solar facility with related equipment on a 40-acre parcel within the AE20 zone district. Subject parcel is located on the west side of South Fairfax Avenue between West Panoche Avenue and West South Avenue.
Good morning, everybody. You can see the existing no zoning map. As specified, the surrounding property owners, surrounding properties are zoned to AE20 or AE40. You can see here, the subject parcel is located here near the Pinot Station. This is a 40-acre site, subject property for the solar facility. The property in question is under the Williams Penat contract. The applicants are petitioning to remove the property from Williams Connect. You can see here's an aerial footage of the property in question. The property will have access in two sections on an unnamed road. Here's a site plan that shows this in further detail. We look at the consistencies, making sure that the site is adequate. The applicants are going to put down a fence 20 feet from the perimeter and 30 feet within, meeting the 50-foot setbacks that are required by solar facilities. The entire 40-acre site will be utilized by the solar facility. Access to this site will be, as I mentioned, through this unnamed road. The Roads Department did not have any issues with this. The applicant underwent a number of studies as well as an initial study. Certain studies that the applicant needed to complete was a pest management plan. This was, and a pest management plan is needed in order for the surrounding property members, properties that are in ag, that would not be negatively affected. It was deemed by the agricultural commissioner that the pest management plan was sufficient and that the surrounding property owners would not be negatively affected. And finally, that if it's consistent with the general plan, if the applicants undergo the Williams plant cancellation and it is approved by the board, then it would be consistent with the general plan. Fresno County staff asserts that all four findings and the fifth finding can be made, and we recommend approval. But as you can see here, this is what the solar facility would look like through photos. This, as I mentioned before, currently vacant. We deemed through the initial study that the applicant, the environmental impact is less than significant with the mitigation measures incorporated. As I mentioned before, all five findings can be made, and we recommend that the commissioners approve this project. If you have any questions, I'm free to answer them.
Thank you. Just to mention on the one sheet that we received.
Yes, the one sheet that we received, with the staff made the corrections as necessary to reflect.
To summarize.
So what the applicants, the project and its subject parcel is going to be for 40 acres rather than the originally proposed 20 acres. So the entire 40-acre parcel will be utilized for solar.
Okay. Any questions, other questions of staff? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the applicant here would come forward? State your name and address for the record, and if you have anything to add or...
Hello, my name is Evan Riley. I'm the CEO and managing partner of White Pine Renewables. Our office address is on 5286 Home Avenue in Fresno, and we also have an office at 1808 Weidemeyer in San Francisco. We have nothing to add. We are looking forward to providing this project to the community. It comes with many benefits for the community. Fresno County will be the point of sale, so sales tax revenue will flow to the county. The project will use union labor, and there is a jobs training program with an apprenticeship program that is required as part of the program. We also are required to source labor locally from within the county and specifically within 50-mile radius of the project location. So we will be hiring locally, and we are working with the unions collaboratively to help bring local benefits to the county.
Who is, it said the representative for the project has changed to Michael Kremer?
Michael Kremer is the CFO and managing partner of White Pine Renewables. So he's my business partner. He was unable to be here today, so I'm here in his stead.
Okay. And you're, you've seen all the conditions and everything in the staff report, and you agree with everything that staff is recommending?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, one moment.
No, I had questions, but this is answered.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion. Commissioner Chata?
I would like to make the motion to adopt it.
Okay, so Commissioner Chata is making the motion to adopt as staff recommends.
I'll second that.
Okay. Commissioner Rabian is making the second. Any discussion? Let's do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Chata?
Yes.
Commissioner Rabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver?
Yes.
Commissioner Yule is absent. Commissioner Wolf is absent. Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian.
Yes. So that carries 6-0. It's final unless appealed. Next item.
Regular agenda item number 3. Since this has been pulled, do you still want it read into the record?
Well, I didn't know item number 3 was pulled. The one with the
4 is pulled.
Initial study 7677? That
correct.
Was pulled? Oh, okay.
No.
I had number 4 was canceled.
This was a recent thing that happened since the agendas were mailed out to you.
Okay, maybe staff could just address that, so super. Clarify it a little bit.
Just read the header and you'll read the whole paragraph.
Okay.
Pulled out?
Yeah, he's going to read it now.
Regular agenda item number 3, variance application number 4076 and initial study number 7677, filed by Carrie Gertz.
Okay. So the applicant pulled it? Is
that correct, staff? Actually, this item was pulled by staff. We received some late correspondence relative to the initial study that requires additional time to review and respond to or consider. So at this time, it was prudent to continue to remove it from the agenda, and we'll bring it back and renotice it once the item is ready for your consideration.
Okay. just curious if anyone was here for that item. Is there anyone that was here to discuss that item today? Okay. So we don't need to take action because it had been pulled. Mm-hmm. And if it comes back or when it comes back, it'll be renoticed.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Well, I have item number 4 has been canceled. That does not have to be written into the record. Is that correct? Okay. So we'll go on to item number 5.
Regular agenda item number 5, general plan conformity, Clovis Unified School District, proposed Terry Bradley Education Center support infrastructure site, filed by Clovis Unified School District, proposing to acquire an approximately 15-acre portion of land from an existing 31.46-acre parcel for the construction of support infrastructure with related facilities, including wastewater treatment, domestic water well, and solar for a proposed new education center site be located westerly adjacent in the AE20 zone district. The proposed site is located on the east side of North Highland Avenue, approximately 740 feet south of its intersection with East Shields Avenue, approximately 1/2 mile from the nearest city limits of the city of Clovis and within the sphere of influence of an approximately 1.5 mile east of the nearest city limits of the city of Fresno.
So, Mr. Chairman, you may recall this was previously on the consent agenda, and we pulled it. There was, as attached, some correspondence from the city. Had some concerns, so we postponed it to give everybody a little bit of time to have some dialogue and consider some issues. Nothing has changed since that time, so it's being brought back to you. We didn't put it on consent simply to make sure if anybody did want to speak to it, they would have that opportunity. This is not a typical item where you have to make findings or grant something. This is a statute that requires school districts to, when they're purchasing land, to ask for a finding of consistency. In our county, we do that here at the Planning Commission. We prepared this staff report indicating that we find that the proposed acquisition of the property for the purposes proposed by the school district to put in some infrastructure for a future school is consistent with our general plan. And I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. I did have a few questions. I'm looking at this, what we received from attorneys that had some concerns or apparently are opposed to this application. Is there anything in there that you would want to discuss on their, what their comments were?
Well, I really can't speak for them. I can just sort of summarize to say that a lot of their concerns are not about the general plan conformity, but they have questions about the proposed project and its impacts. That's a different arena. They can address that with the school district through their CEQA on their project. Right now, we're just looking at a conformity in terms of whether or not this is consistent with our general plan. Issues of nitrates and adjacent water and things like that aren't a general plan issue. So I'm not saying their issues aren't real. We're not evaluating those. The question here is that use of the land consistent with the county's general plan?
Following up on that, I had a couple of questions. And as we've discussed before, there was a little confusion on my part when I saw that it appeared that this is the same property that had an application for a variance back in February.
Correct.
February 23rd.
Yeah.
And it appears that there were two applications, at least with the owner's knowledge, that one is for the variance, or one that the owner knew that the variance was being applied for, and then the other is for this with the school. With the general plan policy considerations, you refer to the county's general plan, yet in the staff report, there's reference to the city's general plan, and yet the staff report from February of 23rd, there was no reference to the city's general plan. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering why the inconsistency there.
I think our reference to the city's general plan is just informational. The facts, the consideration isn't whether or not it's consistent with the city's general plan. The fact is it consistent with our general plan? But to fill out the picture and give everybody a more complete understanding of the project in its current configuration and how it may evolve, sometimes we will reference what's going on. In some cases, from MOUs, we do look for consistency with city's general plans. We don't have an MOU currently in place with the city of Fresno, so that would be a moot issue. The variances that what you considered was separate and apart but related to this project. The question before you on that quasi-judicial action was a very narrow question about whether or not there was a unique physical circumstance to that property to allow a portion to be split off. The land use itself, although most certainly discussed, really wasn't relevant to the decision. This is about a land use policy of the general plan. So they're related and they're the exact same property. This talks about 15 acres of the totality being used by the school district for some infrastructure developments for facilities. So I understand the bit of confusion because they overlap. One came in on the heels of the other. We almost didn't pick up that they were on the same property because the time we got it, the other staff report was already written. But that's just sort of the nature of the thing. And, to be fair to the variance applicant, they weren't, I don't know how much they were apprised of what the school district was doing, when and how. So I don't blame them for not mentioning it as part of their issue. And again, it's not that relevant to it.
Can I ask, does the property owner have to be apprised to the school district's application? Do they have to sign off on it like they had to sign off?
No, this isn't an application. This is a statute that requires the school district to request from us the letter from that's in there to make a finding. So there's not an entitlement put on the land. It's just we're just making a determination that, yes, this is consistent with the general plan. Whereas when you're doing a variance, conditional use permit, et cetera, that has a vested right that becomes imbued with the property, and that's why the property owner has to sign off, because it's affecting their property. Now, I won't go into all the processes that schools go through in acquiring land. There's obviously quite a bit of that to go through, but this really doesn't relate to it.
Any other questions of staff? Thank you. Is the applicant, would the applicant come forward? Is there an applicant here?
No. Again, there's no applicant. It's just a referral to us for to make a finding.
Okay, but we have Clovis Unified School District listed as an applicant.
Yeah, I guess.
I had some questions.
I don't believe they're here.
Supporting this project here?
No. Just so you understand, in terms of the process, if we choose to not take any action, the county were to not, they still can proceed. This is a procedural thing that they have to do. It gathers information for them. They can adopt a resolution to go ahead regardless of our decision, even if we were to decide that that it were not to be consistent. Yeah.
Well, I understand
that. Like an
that
advisory opinion.
Right. And yeah. And I guess because I can't get answers to some of the issues that I have, I can't find that the proposed site is in conformance with the general plan and policies. So, and I understand it, the project can still go forward. Let me ask, is there anyone here, since there's no one here to speak in support, is there anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chair, can I ask a quick question of staff? Was Clovis Unified notified that this item was pulled last time, or were they notified that this was going to be on the agenda?
I believe so. I don't have the mailing list. It's not a typical routing, but yes, they were in communication with them.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, Chair Abrahamian, commissioners. My name is Drew Phelps. I'm here with Granville Homes, 1306 West Herndon Avenue here in the city of Fresno. To your point, Chair Abrahamian, we do have interest in this property in question. The full site, as staff alluded to, is approximately 33 acres, and this proposal is for approximately 15 of those acres. Just to refresh the memory of the commission, we are currently in contract on the property, and according to the terms of the contract, we're really in a place where we are in escrow and can close pretty much any day at this point. And so one note that I will mention, it's not really of concern to the commission, but it is concerning to us that, as you know, potential property owners, any day here, we have requested Clovis Unified notify us of any hearings like this one. They failed to do so for the last item and for this one, which I don't know was intentional, accidental, but it is concerning, particularly to the specifics of the project. Our primary concern, as staff mentioned, is regarding the CEQA process that the school district is, we believe, accelerating unnecessarily. As part of this process, I'm sure you're all very familiar, CEQA requires you to identify potentially alternative sites to locate a project like this. And so that's really been our primary request, is to let the CEQA process play out, evaluate these potentially alternative sites, and see where things land. We feel that this action before the commission today is premature, in the sense that it would serve to further locking in this particular site before that CEQA process is fully played out and everything has been vetted properly. And so that's really our primary concern. I know of high importance to the commission from the last time we were here with our variance application is the preservation of agricultural productivity on the property. This particular 15 acres of the site is actually designated as prime farmland, versus some of the alternative sites that we believe the district should be considering that are only farmland of local importance. And so with our plan as of right now, with the way things are proposed,
As mentioned in the last hearing, with our variance application, we do plan to continue agricultural production on the site until development within the city of Fresno is feasible and it's been annexed and all the infrastructure and everything is there. So we are concerned that this would take that ag land out of production, and particularly when you're talking about prime farmland, you know, we all want to preserve that as much as possible until it becomes developable. as mentioned, the letter that our attorney submitted on behalf of Granville Homes mentions other general plan objections and concerns. Mostly, we just feel that this process is moving too quickly before everything has been evaluated. So really, our question and our request before the committee and the commission is to delay this decision until the CEQA process is played out, until everything can be evaluated, and then determining from there whether this is the correct site or whether there should be another one. Just as another quick note along the lines of development of the property, with the current configuration, the site plan that we've seen from the district, this industrial sewer plant would really have a 30-foot setback to future homes once they are built. And this is four open-air effluent ponds 30 feet away potentially from future homes. So that's a really big concern to us, obviously. That's further down the road. That's when it's in the city. It's not the concern of the commission, but it is something that we believe should play into the consideration of potentially alternative sites. And so happy to answer any questions of me. I thank the commission for their time and once again ask that you delay this item. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions of the speaker? Mr. Phelps, I did have a question. See, one of the issues I have, or let me ask you this. We heard in the past about plans for the school that's across the street. Do you know how many acres they have set aside for that?
I believe, I don't know for sure off the top of my head, I believe it's about 160 acres or so.
Okay. Staff, does that, any idea, does that sound about right or any idea there?
We don't have any information relative to that.
I remember we saw a map a couple weeks or a couple meetings ago and it appeared that it was a good size. So this portion isn't for school supported or related facilities. It's not for the school itself. I would have had questions about their wastewater treatment as well, but they're not here to answer that. So I have no more questions. Thank you, Mr. Phelps.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
Their concern is that by us approving this, that they feel that further strengthens the position going forward. And staff's position is that either way, it doesn't matter. Is that what I'm kind of a little confused.
Well, maybe staff could address that again. We vote yes or no.
It doesn't matter.
Puts it on record.
Procedurally, there's that issue. But again, the only thing we're looking at here is a determination about whether the proposal is consistent with our general plan. The timing we do not control. We have so many days we have to respond once we get the request. What happens in terms of the CEQA and the other design features and et cetera, we have no control. We have a very narrow purpose here, and that's just to determine whether or not that would be consistent with our general plan, yes or no. And if we don't make a decision, the school does have other options to be able to proceed. That's true. But I don't want to. I'm Switzerland. I'm not right or left of this project. So the question for staff is the proposal consistent with the county's general plan? The staff report indicates it is. It's an advisory sort of determination that's provided to the school district. They can use it to move forward. They can choose to do something else and still move forward. That's just how the law works. Most jurisdictions, with the recent changes in law, it doesn't even come to a decision-making body anymore. It's just a staff determination because it's really just an expression of facts. The other concerns you've heard here are probably real, but they're not in within our jurisdiction, not within our purview to opine on, so we've stayed out of that. Somebody else's fight.
Mr. Chata?
I hear you, but it won't really matter if we, even if we say it's consistent or no. It won't even stand there in unified.
Well, I mean, you're stating a fact, and you get to make the determination if you agree with the staff report or not. It's just about they've requested information. They want to know, is this consistent with the county's general plan? You get to tell them whether it is or isn't. If you feel it's not, you tell them it's not. If you feel it is, you tell them it is. And that's the end of it.
But that won't matter anyway.
It matters, and I'm sure they care, but I don't think it's the decision point. It won't preclude them from doing what they may choose to do.
Mm-hmm. It's advisory to the district. You're letting them know your opinion as to whether or not it's in conformance with our general plan, and they can make their decision one way or the other.
It's up to them. They care or not, right?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. And they so always care.
And so statutory requirement, it's checking the box.
And staff, what you're telling us, staff is determining that this is consistent.
Correct.
So we're taking your work that you did and saying it is consistent. So we're not saying no to the project. We're not saying yes to the project. We're saying only...
Correct.
That is consistent with the general plan, and I think you've made that statement.
Yes, that's all we're saying.
May I say something first? The reason I had a concern also is, you know, this is for related facilities. It's not for the school itself. And looking at the policies, county talks about providing quality educational facilities, the siting of schools, and it's specifically when they talk about a school site, and that's why I asked the question about the location of the school across the street, which could be 160 acres. I don't know for sure. I'm sure it's larger than the 15-acre parcel.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So it's almost like talking about a proposed school site. It's not the school site. It's school-related property where they're going to put that supports the school. But not every school has a wastewater treatment plant that it needs next to it. And not every school would need to have solar on adjacent property. So I think it's a stretch in my book that they, you know, I know we've approved school, this we've not approved, but we have agreed with staff mm-hmm. on the siting of schools in rural areas. But to me, they have the school site already established, and they're taking would be prime ag land and going to do these other uses, which I don't know if it's just a grab on their part because they want, you know, they can do it, but it's not for the actual school, and that makes a difference to me as well. So if there's no other comments, Commissioner Hill, you wanted to make a motion, or did you want to?
No. Well, it's stating here that it is consistent with the general plan, and that's what you're asking us to view. We're not asking us to find out all the particulars. We have to deal with what we have. So upon staff's recommendation, I propose that we recommend, and we can find the finding of consistency that the proposed site acquisition is in conformance with the general plan, the county general plan, and its policies relating to the city fringed areas and siting schools, and direct the secretary to prepare a resolution documenting commission's actions.
There's a motion by Commissioner Hill. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, second by Commissioner Zante. Under discussion, I don't disagree that staff has done their work and done it properly, but often There are items where staff will recommend something, and based on the testimony we hear, it changes us from supporting staff to going contrary to staff. In this case, the applicant was not here to answer some questions that I had. And while this project, they may feel they don't have to be here, and this project may move ahead if they so choose, but I can't make the, because of the questions I had, I have trouble making the findings or the finding of consistency. So I won't be supporting the motion. So, but we do have a motion by Commissioner Hill and a second by Commissioner Zante. Any, if there's no other discussion?
Yeah. I think that putting those, I am concerned, they have enough land on the school site, if it's 160 acres, to put that wastewater plant and the solar in their own school district site. They don't have to go across the street and put. So I won't be supporting this.
Yeah. And I don't, let me clarify, I don't know that it's 160 acres, and that's a question we could have asked them.
Whatever
so.
It is. Well, we yeah. could have asked if they were there.
Yeah, that's
so. They're not here, so it's 160.
Okay. Any other comments? Ask for a roll call vote. This is to support the staff.
Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Commissioner Arabian?
No.
Commissioner Carver?
Yes.
Commissioner Chatha?
No.
Chairman Abrahamian?
No. So I guess this would be a technical denial. And we don't need an alternative motion. So, okay, and staff can include all the comments or whatever they need to do. Pass that on. Does this go to the Board of Supervisors?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It goes to the school district. They can go there.
Yeah, well.
Yes, they will, too.
Thank you, everyone, for that. Item six, information discussion. Staff?
Nothing new today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Commissioner Chatha, you had something you wanted to add?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.